Good afternoon. Well, a rough start to the week for the Australian share market. In fact, the worst start that we've had in about a year, the worst day that we've also seen for the Aussie market in over a month. The ASX 200 down 133 points, or 1.8%, to 7,235 points. We also received quite a negative lead from Wall Street on Friday, which was down on average by about 1.3%. The growing expectations globally that central banks are perhaps moving away from some of their emergency settings that have been in place for the best part of a year to deal with the pandemic. And in fact, on Friday night, we had a Fed official, James Bullard, saying that he thinks that rates could rise as early as next year. Earlier last week, we had the Federal Reserve basically holding its monthly meeting on interest rates and seemed to signal that rates might lift a bit sooner than expected, 2023, rather than later than that, which is what most officials were flagging in the past. So this is certainly the sort of development that markets pay a lot of attention to and keeps us on edge. And also at the end of this week, we're going to get an update on inflation. In fact, the Federal Reserve's favoured measure on inflation will be out this Friday. So that will be something else that will be watched very closely. Now, keep in mind that the market has had a tremendous run locally. In particular, we've had 9 straight months of gains at the moment, at least. We've had the longest winning streak, weekly winning streak of the year as well. And we've hit record highs a number of times in the past week too. But today, certainly losses almost everywhere. There were a couple of sectors that did okay, but for the most part, losses across almost every sector. The financials by far the hardest hit, with Commonwealth Bank down 5.5% today, back below $100 per share. It announced the sale of its general insurance business today to the Hollard Group, which is a South African insurance company. The Bank of Queensland received attention because its $1.3 billion acquisition of MiBank was approved by the Treasurer. And also Westpac at the end of this week will be paying out a $2.1 billion dividend to investors. Some other underperformers included mining companies, which were by far the worst last week. That trend's continuing. Again, it has a bit to do with inflation concerns, concerns of interest rates rising sooner than what was previously flagged. This has had the US dollar rise significantly, and again, it's keeping commodity prices under the pump. So Fortescue Metals, BHP, Rio, many of the other miners under pressure today. Travel stocks not doing so well. We're continuing to see a spike in cases in New South Wales, which isn't going away at the moment. So that certainly is a bit of a weight on companies like Qantas, which fell by close to 4%. Having said that, a couple of winners around today. Afterpay was one of them, up 2.5%. We heard from Boral as well. The building products company rose 1.3%, and it entered an agreement to sell its North American building products business for $2.15 billion. It also said it would consider distributing some of that money to shareholders once it pays off some debt. And we also had Vocus in focus as well. This is the company behind iPrimus and Dodo. It's received regulatory approval for its $3.5 billion takeover by a consortium of companies, which includes Macquarie. The offer was made 4.5 months ago, though, so no big reaction from investors today. Moving forward tonight, no major economic news to move the needle, but Dow futures pointing to another decline on the open of about 130 points. The Aussie dollar finally, 75.1 US.